This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. This morning's cup of coffee, did you get it at a cafe? Did you use an old-fashioned coffee maker? Or did you use a single-cup brewing machine? You know the kind. Pop a container into the slot, press a button, and bam! Convenient. In 2014, single-cup brewing was the fastest-growing coffee trend. But what happens to all of the waste created by those individual pods? From our friends at Making Contact in Oakland, Laura Flynn reports.
If you're one of the 15% of Americans who owns a single-cup coffee brewing machine, chances are you'll recognize this sound.
It's very easy to utilize single-cup dispensing. It's quickly done once it's warmed up.
John Hazen places a small plastic cup with an aluminum top and coffee grounds inside into the top of the machine. Marketed for their convenience, in 2014, about 9.8 billion K-Cup packs were sold, according to Keurig Green Mountain, the company that makes them. But with that success has come another problem. What to do with those little plastic cups when they're finished?
So I'm presuming that the cup itself would be suitable for going into recycling, as well as the top. It appears that the top is totally aluminum foil. And then, of course, the coffee grounds themselves could go into the organic recycling.
Would you go through that trouble?
I would. Others, including family members who will not be named, would not necessarily go through that.
Keurig is not the only company to make single-cup brewing pods. Competitors like Nespresso have their own version. But as Keurig dominates the market, it has also been subject to growing criticism.
Jesus. What the? What is that thing?
I think it's one of those coffee things.
In this apocalyptic video, terrified people flee alien spaceships shooting K-cups. The mock horror video was made by Canadian-based production company Egg Studios, in association with Social Bean, a company also specializing in single-cup brewing, minus the pod. The video claims that in 2014, there were enough discarded K-cups to circle the Earth 10.5 times. Keurig says their latest brewer uses pods made from number 5 plastic, which is accepted by the majority of recyclers in the U.S. and Canada. But the older and more popular K-cups are made from number 7 plastic. Most recyclers don't take number 7 plastic. And that's partly where the problem starts. To find out what impact John Hazen's K-cups and the billions like it are having, I went to my local waste processing plant.
It's like Disneyland for trash.
That's Rebecca Jewell. She's the recycling program manager for the Davis Street Transfer Station. It's a facility that processes about 3,500 tons of trash per day for most of Alameda County, California. That's for about 850,000 households plus businesses.
So we have a garbage pit that is 15 feet deep, and when you would be standing on it, you would be looking into essentially something the size of an Olympic swimming pool, maybe 3 times over, filled with trash.
Jewel says the coffee pods will show up in all 3 of their waste streams: organic materials, recycling, and trash. And so we went looking for some.
This is an organics building, and in this case, this is the truck that's collecting your organics bin. So what's in your organics bin is your leaves and grass and branches, your food, and your food sold papers.
Surprisingly, it doesn't really stink.
If you wanted to open up your pod and put all your coffee grounds separate, then it would land here and it would go into the compost.
And in about 3 months, it would turn into soil.
All right, so we are going to go into another MRF here.
A MRF?
This is a material recovery facility, an MRF or a MRF. And we are sorting through household recyclables here.
This is where the actual coffee pod would end up first. We're surrounded by big bales of plastic and cardboard. Shredded paper covers everything like a confetti explosion. We walk up a blue steel staircase where conveyor belts funnel materials into a machine that separates them.
And you see, there's a series of shafts And they have something like metal plates that are on them. And they're spinning. When they spin, they make small materials fall through and large materials flow over the top.
So if a coffee pod ends up here in the recycling, it will fall to the bottom with the other small materials, what Jewel describes as the tiny tinies.
This is where your coffee pods are going to end up, along with, so what all do we see here? Lots of lids, plastic lids, oranges, the sweeties must be in season right now, flowers, bottle tops.
It's a mix of glass, plastic, aluminum, and other small items.
So your K-cups are probably in this pile.
And then I think I see what maybe is a K-cup.
I think I see some.
Oh, good.
Or maybe not.
Maybe that's just a dressing thing.
Jewel says it's a question of size. A plastic K-cup and an espresso aluminum pod would end up here if you put it in your recycling bin. They could run an eddy current to attract the aluminum, but if there's still coffee grounds inside, it'll just weigh it down and won't attach. That means they'll end up at our next stop.
So this is the trash. The next stop is the trash.
We're looking down at an Olympic-sized swimming pool full of trash.
And this is probably 7,000 tons of trash below us. So when we're looking out across this, what do you see a lot of?
Plastic bags.
Lots of plastic bags for sure.
Looking down at the amount of trash, Jewel points out that this is part of a bigger problem.
So when you're asking about the Keurig cups, I don't see them. I'm certain they're there, but they are so small in terms of what we generate as a society or even as a city.
Keurig agrees that not being able to easily recycle its pods is an issue, but that's something they're trying to fix. By 2020, Keurig says the K-cups will be 100% recyclable. They're also taking a number of other steps, including investing in improving recycling infrastructure. But the coffee pods are still adding to the big pile of trash that will end up in a landfill. For Cross Currents, I'm Laura Flynn.